Zog de Gemara daf tzadi gimel omed beis, three lines from the bottom. Itmar, koisel shebein shtei chatzeres, if there's a wall between two chatzeres, shenofal, it fell down. So Rav omay emet tatlin boy el bedalad amas. Rav holds, he doesn't hold the din of kemet shehutro hutro. He doesn't say that once it was mut in the onset of Shabbos, because there was a wall between the two chatzeres, and that chatzer, which the Bnei HaChotzer were Ma'arv amongst one another. Now with the other Chotzer, there was a wall between them. So it's Ma'arv and Shnayim. But since it was Hutar, he doesn't hold the din of Kemet Shehutro Hutro, even though it was Mutter in the answer of Shabbos. So it's also now for them to continue carrying in the Chotzer, even though they made an Erev, because it's Parutz L'Mokam HaOser. It's Parutz B'Milui L'Mokam HaOser. Now, even though we hold like Shmuel, like Reb Shimon, and according to Reb Shimon, Gagetz Chatzeres Kafivis are all one, so maybe the other Chatzer would be Mutter, but Rav Lishitose holds that Reb Shimon's din is only Mutter Shelo Yirvu, but Irvu with Choshesh for Mane the Batim that he might take to the other Chatzer. So Mimela, Rav Ome Eid Mitaltim Be'ela Ba'arba, that means the Kalim Sheshovsu Lebebayez Doctasis, those according to Reb Shimon are going to be also to take now into the Chatzer, because those you might mix up and you end up taking to the other Chatzer. So he doesn't hold the din of Kemet Shehutro Hutro, and it's parts of Meluya L'Makom Ha'Osa, and it's considered now, even though usually all Chatzeres are one Rishus going to Reb Shimon, but Rav Lishitosoi, that Dafke Shelo Yirvu we passing like Reb Shimon. But Irvu, we look at it as Shtei Rishuyos, and Memela Eim Metaltum Be'ela Ba'arba. So it comes out today, according to Rav, it's also to take the kelim that was shofsu b'chotzer to the other chotzer too. Because that's good for what we said, that we choshesh that for mani the batim, that since it was an irvu, we choshesh for mani the batim, that you might end up taking there too. So Rav does not hold of kemet shehutro hutro. So Memela now becomes two chatzeres that are parts one to another, and he holds like Reb Shimon only by lo irvu. Then it's kulo rishus achas. But by irvu, it's taka osa, so it's only mutter b'dal ramis. Ushmuel Omar, Zokdemo Tzadi Dalad Omer Aleph, Zemetalt Lad Ike Mechitza, Vezemetalt Lad Ike Mechitza. So Rashi says that they're talking about the Klei Abayis. The Klei Abayis, according to Shmuel, since he does say Hutro Hutro, and it was Mutter at the onset of Shabbos, that Heter remains in place, and you're allowed to take the Klei Abayis Ad Ike Mechitza, until where you were able to take them originally. Because Kelim Sheshovsu Bebayis, even by Irvu, Shmuel says, we're not choshesh that you're going to end up taking them to another chotzer. So that remains in place, that heter remains in place, even though now it became poritz. Kemet shehutro hutro, and kemet sheshovsu bebayis, you're allowed to take until mokum of the original mechitza, ad ikka mechitza. Now when it comes to kemet sheshovsu bechotzer, those according to Shmuel, you're allowed to take to the other chotzer. Because we paskin, like Reb Shimon, even by Irvu, we're not choshesh for mani debatim. So those remain with the original din of Reb Shimon that kula mishusachas ain. Just kem sheshovsu bebayis, those are only mutter kem sheshovsu utra ad ikka mechitza. Zok the Gemara v'hod Rav, this din of Rav that we say that you only allowed to carry dalad ames is la beferish itmar la miklole itmar. We learned it from the following ma'isa. The Rav Shmuel Avi Yasvi ba'u chotze, they were once sitting in the chotze. Nof al gude de beni veni, the koisel, the gude fell between two chatzeres. And they never made an erev together because there wasn't a wall between them. Omelu Shmuel, so Shmuel told his Talmidim, Shkoilu glima negidabo. Take a glima, take a cloak, take a talis, and be puris it, and make a so to speak, a wall made out of the talis where the wall originally stood. Now, Rav held that you're not allowed to carry this chotze at all, because Rav Shita is that koisel chotze shenofa ben shtei chaseres, emetat me'ela b'dal ramas. So how could you bring this cloak and carry it over here? You don't say kem shehutro hutro. So zok the Gemara, omelu Shmuel, tamidav shkula glumin negidabu, adhinu Rav la'ape. Rav turned his head away because he wanted to protest, show that he's not maskim. He holds that it's also to carry this talis in the chotzer. Zok Rashi, adhinu la'ape, the kusava also la tatla sadin shabetoicha. You're not allowed to carry this sadin over here. Omelu Shmuel, so Shmuel told his tamidim, I kopit abo. Meaning, if Rav, if you're makbid about this, shkoil hemayna v'kitrubo. So if he's makbid, so let's take Rav's, his belt, and let's use that to tighten, to tie up this talis that I made for a mechitza. Meaning, b'loshem b'dichusa. Meaning, you hold that it's osir, well, if I'm going to show you that it's mutter, volunteer and give me your belt, and we'll use that to tie to make the mechitza better. So Rashi learns clearly that Rav protested because also the Taltal Sadin Shabbatoicha. Others learn, the other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, they learn that the etzim hanging of a talis as a mechitza is osa, because it's a mechitza materis. And since it's matted a tiltel, the mechitza materis is osa to make on Shabbos. That's why Rav protested. Lemaisa, the reason why Rashi didn't say this, because Rashi Shita is in Sukkah and other places, that a mechitza materis is only a shame oil when it's an oil, when it's horizontal, when it's like a gag. Mashenki, when it's vertical, when it's a wool, that's not called an oil. So Mela, that's not called a mechitza materis, and that would not be also so elamai. The chshash is only mitzat carrying it. But the other Rishonim learned the carrying is not a problem. They could have worn it. You derech malbish allowed to wear it. So the is not the carrying. You could have worn it derech malbish. The is rather the mechitza materis. But Rashi learned that this is not called the mechitza materis, only when it's a gag. Zok de gemara v'leshmur lo meli ha. Why do you have to be paris the talis? You don't need a mechitza over there. You're metaltla the ikam mechitza, where the mechitza once stood. Why do you have to place a new mechitza? So Shmuel over the tznius of Alma, he only did it for tznius purposes, not because he etzim needed that wool made that satin that represent the wool. He didn't need it only for tznius. So Gemara of Rav isvigale the osir, if he held that it's osir to metalt in his chotzer, so why did he speak up? Lemele, he should have told Shmuel to osir. So Gemara asked the Shmuel, how it was a Shmuel was the mother to ask her, so he couldn't give his day over there. So why did he turn his head? So people shouldn't mistakenly think that he agrees to Shmuel and he agrees to him. So Meli turned his head. Zog the Mishnah. If a chotzer was breached, Zog Rashi b'meloyoy, either totally breached or yoyse me'esa, or more than 10, which becomes a pirzer, so it's breached, l'shus rabim. So Rashi gives two pechatimtzes. Either posed by meluya l'makam ha'osah to l'shus rabim, or the chotze is yoyse me'esa breached. We'll see soon in two terutzim in the Gemara that Rashi's two pshatim would be dependent on the two terutzim in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara, zok the Gemara, chotze shenifat chol l'shus rabim, chotze that's nifrat, ha'machnes b'toich l'shus yochid. So Rebbe Eliezer's shita is, the Tanakama holds, if you're machnes from that chotze to the l'shus yochid, the chotze receives a din l'shus rabim, so melu you'll be chayef. Oy, Mishus Yachid, Letoch, you take something from Mishus Yachid to that Chotzer, that's breached to Rishus Rabim, Yechayev, Divir Rabbi Eliezer. Because the Chotzer gets a din Rishus Rabim, the Gemara is going to explain why it turns into Rishus Rabim. Divir Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachomim Oy, Mechoma argue, Mitoich, Rishus Rabim, if you take from that Chotzer to Rishus Rabim, Oy, Mishus Ram, Letoich, from Mishus Rabim to it, it's Potter, Mimneshik, a Kamelis. It's Potter of a Losser. But it's a Kamelis. At most, it's a Kamelis, it doesn't turn into Rishus Yachid. So the Kamelis is also to Rishus Rabim, and it's also to Rishus Yochid, but it doesn't become that Yechai V'chatos, it doesn't turn into Rishus Rabim from it to the Rishus Yochid. That's the Machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer Chachom, Rabbi Eliezer holds Chotze Shenifritzo, it turns into Rishus Rabim, and Rabbi Eliezer and Chachom hold that no, it remains a Carmelis, and you can't be Chayev. Zok the Gemara, just because it's breached into the Shus Rabim, it turns into a Shus Rabim that you chayev if you bring from there to a Shus Yochid. Zog the Gemara in Itaka is like that. Rabbi Eliezer l'tamei, Rabbi Eliezer shitosoi. The Tani Rabbi Doimim Shum Rabbi Eliezer Rabim Shabiru Derech La'atzmon. If Rabim choose a road la'atzmon, even though it's in a private domain, Mashe biru, they can turn it into a Shus Rabim. So here also, the Rabim make it into a Shus Rabim after the Koisa was Difrats, they make it into a Shus Rabim. Frek de more, any distin is not Stam. You can't just go into private domain and make a Shus Rabim. Va'omarav, Gidl Omarav, V'husha Ovdalon Derech, Ba'is a Soda. That's only if the Rabim lost a path that used to run through the private field, and now they lost it, they got grown over, so now they're allowed to be Mavare Derech. So that's the Echatimtza, but that's not relevant to our case. Zogmo v'chitei mochanami. Maybe say by us it's also. That means they claim that we used to have a path over here. And now that the wall fell down, you're claiming that's your chotzer. This is really still our path. We had a path over here. And that's where we're claiming it. And that's where we're walking over here. And that's where it turns into a Shus Rabim. Zog the Gemara, if that's the case, Va'omer Reb Chanina ad mokom mechitza machloikas. The machloikas Reb Eliezer and Chachom is not just on the path. From the Gemara's teretz, seemingly it implies that machloikas is on the path that they're taking. But the Braisa says the machloikas is ad mokom mechitza. That means the whole chotzer until the mokom mechitza.
Rabbi Eliezer holds it to Rishus Rabim, and Chum say it's a Karmelis. The way we're saying now is that the Machlek is only on the path itself. They're claiming this used to be our path, and the Balabai is saying, no, this was where my wall stood. Sakti Gemara. Now, the Rashi said two pshotim. Rashi said either the Chotzer was Nifrat b'miluyoy or Yoisim Esser. So this Teretz of the Gemara that we're saying that they lost the path, they're claiming that we once had a path, is only when it's Nifrat b'miluyoy. But if it's only Yoisim Esser, so you can see the remnants of the wall past the Esser. So there wouldn't be a machloikas in that. Just look where the wall runs. Even though it's missing Yoisim Esser, see where it meets up together. But the fact that it's post b'miluyoy, so that's where the machloek is. They're tying that this where it used to be. So Rashi's b'miluyoy is only going to this teretz. Going to the second teretz in the Gemara, we'll see soon, it could be going on Yoisim Esser. Zog di Gemara. Al-Koponim frek di Gemara. Va'omer Rabchanina ad mokam mechitza machloek. The machloek is ad mokam mechitza, not in the mokam mechitza itself. So Gemara Eima al Mokam Mechitza Machlokes. The Machlokes is indeed on the Mokam Mechitza. The Machlokes is not in the Chotz. The Machlokes is on this Mokam Mechitza. They're claiming this was used to be our path, and the Balabai is saying this is where the wall used to stand. Since it's totally reached b'miluyoy, we don't know where the wall was, and that's the Machlokes. So it's like of the Lem Derech. It's Biul Lem Derech. Stamazoy the Rabbim can't just come into a private domain and say we want it, but it's of the Lem Derech because we used to have a path there. So Mamela, that's why it's going to the Rabbi Eliezer, it becomes Rishus Rabbim. Now the Chazanish Bavorns, the Avdalam Derech is a little different than this case. Avdalam Derech means that we've sure had a path in your Rishus, and now it got grown over, so now we're allowed to be Mavara and take a Derech. Over here, the Sofi Gufa is, do you have a Derech in my private domain? The Balabais is saying, where you're walking with where Mechotze once stood, you're walking on the area that wasn't the Rishus Rabbim. You're walking on the area where the wall stood, it was part of my Chotze. They're claiming that, no, this is, we're on the other side of the wall, we're in the Chelik that used to be the Rishus Rabbim. But it's not the Pshat, you for sure had a Derech in that Chotze, and the question just is, where it is, we don't know. So Mele Ovlem Derech, they're allowed to be Mevare Derech. Here, Gufa, the Sofik is, was the derech in the chotzer or not? Zok the chazanish. So well, it's different than the case of avdlam derech.
Now, in the etzim din of rabim she'avdlam derech boys esoder, there's a machlokes rishonim in Bava Basra. The Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf, he learns that a rabim usually when a yochid is avdlam derech, so he has to go to bezdin. Avdlam derech on a balabais, so you go to bezdin and mevar the din. Masha'enkein a rabim that avdlam derech, so they can't go to bezdin because they become like the bezdin. They can be Bari La'atzmon. There's nobody who could be Tavei the Baal Soda, the Bezdin, because every person is a part of the Rabbim. So over here, they goofa get a din of Bezdin, Dr. Rashbam, and that's why they can be Mevara Derech. The Mordechai in Bava Basra learns that the reason why Rabbim can be Mevara Derech by Ovlam Derech is because they consider it a Muchzik Klape de Yochid. Klape de Yochid, they're Muchzokim, and that's why they can be Mevara Derech. Dr. Mordechai, the Viboy same in other Teretzes. The machlokes is legabe tzid rishus rabim. That means the place where this wall stood, we look at it as tzid rishus rabim. Zok the Karen Ura, the first teretz of the Gemara was Avlam Derech was wrong in Rashi that it was nifrat of b'miluyoy. The second teretz of the Gemara where it's a machlokes in tzid rishus rabim, rishus rabim or not, is when it's taka yoisim esa. You can have remnants of the wall, but it's called tzid rishus rabim. Is that considered like rishus rabim or not? Zok the Mavi boy saying b'tzidus rishus rabim komiflegi. The Rabbi Eliezer saw b'tzidus rishus rabim rishus rabim domi, and that's why it's considered rishus rabim. That path where the wall stood, part of it. The Rabbanan Sabri b'tzidus rishus rabim lavik rishus rabim domi. Frag the Mavi liflegi b'tzidus rishus rabim da alma. Why is the machlokes over here? Let it be a machlokes stam in b'tzidus rishus rabim rishus rabim or not? Zok the Mavi liflegi b'tzidus rishus rabim da alma. If would have been a machlokes in b'tzidus rishus rabim da alma, have Amrinon ki poli Rabbanan alei the Rabbi Eliezer. When the Rabbanan argue Rabbi Eliezer and say b'tzidus rishus rabim is not rishus rabim. When you have poles, you have barriers that separate Rishus Rabim from the Tzidim, over there they say, it's not Rishus Rabim. Over here there's no Chifufe. So maybe they agree that it's like Rishus Rabim. Come on, that even over here there's no Chifufe, Tzid Rishus Rabim is not Rishus Rabim according to the Chachomim. Frag the Gemara, V'amitoicha Ko'omar. Why are we saying that it means now? The walled area, and that's the point of content. Is Tzidus Shusram Shusram that path where the wall stood? Or the Birulem Derech, it's Dafka in that area, not the rest of the Chotzer. Frank the Gemara, V'mitoicha Katoni, it says clearly in the words of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, Hamachnes mitoicha Lushus Yochid. Mitoicha meaning not just the path, it means the whole Chotzer. Since Rabbonon talk about mitoicha, the Rabbonon are coming to show that the whole Chotzer is a Karmelis,
we'd see in the Gemara. So Mele, Rabbi Eliezer always said a lashon mitaycha. So Gemara, I did Omer Rabbanon mitaycha, me you not mitaycha. The Rabbanon, so the Gemara, Rabbanon, Omer Rabbanon tzidir shus rabim. Rabbanon said, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbanon tzidir shus ram shus rabim. Umahadale inu mitaycha. Rabbanon say back in the Mishnah, Chachom Omim mitaycha leshus rabim. What do you mean? You're talking about the tzidir shus rabim. You're talking about the path. So why are you suddenly telling me Chachom is saying no? Mitoichel shus rabim. We're not discussing toichel. We're discussing the path. This tzidir shus rabim. This place where the wall stood. Zok the Gemara veRabbonon Omer Rabbi Elazar tzidir shus rabim umahadel leinu mitoichel. Zok Gemara hachi kamri leRabbonon. Rabbonon is telling Rabbi Elazar as follows: Milo kamoides lan hechad etalta mitoichel shus rabim. Don't you, Rabbi Elazar, agree that if you metalta from the chotzer itself to the shus rabim umeshus ram letoichel de potter your potter? Why? Bibneishi kamelis. You agree it's a kamelis. So tzidir nami loishnot should also be a kamelis. What's the difference between this, the toichel itself, and the path? Both should be a kamelis. On that, Rabbi Eliezer holds no. Rabbi Eliezer hosam le kadas le rabim, hoch kadas le rabim. On the path, Rabbi Madaris, so that's called tzidir shus ram shus rabim. Mashenkin on the toicha, Rabbi Nadasi. Over there, I taki agree that it's a kamelis. So it comes out two terutzim in the Gemara on the machlekas of Rabbi Eliezer and Chachomim. The first terutz is of the lehem derech, and the Rabbi Eliezer claims that it's Rishus Rabim because they're tining, this is the place that we were of the Derech, so it's Rishus Rabim. And Chachom is saying, no, that it's a Kamelis. You don't, Rabim Bulim Derech, it doesn't mean that it automatically becomes Rishus Rabim. And the Machlekes is Gufa al Mokka Mechitza Machlekes. And the second Teretz is, we're not talking about Ovlam Derech. We're talking about Tzidir Rishus Rabim. The Machlekes is in Tzidir Rishus Rabim, and Eliezer holds this is Tzidir Rishus Rabim. And Chachom say no, this is like Kamelis. Just like you agree by Teuchet's Kamelis, the Tzidim. And Chachom say no, there's a difference between Daisi Rabim on the Tzidim, and here it's not Daisi Rabim. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud.